guys, and welcome back to another episode of The Blondest. This is your host, Savannah Boda, and today we're going to be talking all about confidence in the treatment room. So I'm super excited to get into this episode today because I get a lot of questions about how to stay confident in the treatment room and, you know, show your clients who's boss in a good way, you know, not like too dominating, but you have to be confident in order to gain their trust and, you know, to be the professional. So this is something I've struggled with, especially being, you know, insecure and being a newer esthetician. I mean, I've only been in the industry for 2 years, and for the first year I was working for someone else, and the second I was working for myself. So it is so weird when you're making that transition to go solo because you don't have anyone to rely on. You just have yourself, and you can't like run out of the room and be like, BRB, gonna go use the restroom, and like go ask your coworker like, oh my God, is this like a normal reaction? Like sneak a little quick photo on your iPhone and take a potty break to make sure. Like you don't have that anymore. You literally have yourself, and it's so scary. And, you know, I'd be a liar if I sat here and, you know, told you guys I haven't done a treatment and questioned myself after. Not like in a bad way, like, oh my God, I shouldn't have done that. But, you know, like, oh, what if I had used this enzyme mask instead? Or, oh, would she have been better off with, you know, maybe glycolic instead of lactic? Or maybe she would actually have liked this moisturizer better than the one I gave her. And so it's very hard for you to feel confident when you're always second guessing yourself. And honestly, it comes with time, and it comes with experience, and it comes with just trusting your instinct and trusting your skills. So if you don't feel confident in the treatment room, you are not alone. It took me a very long time. And honestly, there are some days where, not even some days, some clients that make me question myself, and, you know, their personality makes you feel, you know, inferior and kind of like they're like you're stupid. So I definitely have had those days when a question catches you off guard, or, you know, a client just intimidates you and it makes you feel like, I don't know, like a little peon, like they're a little bitch, and you're like, I don't know anything, because it's just so intimidating. So I would, you know, like I said before, I would be lying if I said I have not ran out of a room, flipped through my treatment binder, and made sure that I was using the correct, you know, peel prep solution for a certain chemical peel. I mean, sometimes it's safer than sorry to check yourself and just make sure that you are 100,000% sure in what you're doing, because it is stressful. And it is, as y'all know, a lot to remember. Skin ingredients, skin types, like, skin is our largest organ. There's so much that goes into it, and people literally think like we have the easiest job, and it's not. I mean, there's so much to know. Skin is so unpredictable. Like everyone's skin is so different. Like one person could be completely fine and then their sister could have a reaction. Like it's just happens. It just happens. You could be the best person doing skin on the industry, on the planet, and you could still make a mistake. And actually, when I was in laser school, someone once told me that you're not a good esthetician until you've burnt someone. And I was like, what is that supposed to mean? Like, I don't want to burn anybody. And they're like, when you mess up and you fuck up, you learn so much more than someone that has never made a damn mistake as an esthetician. I'd be lying if I said I've never nicked somebody while dermaplaning. I'd be lying if I said I never did a chemical peel and was like, oh shit, is that going to heal okay? I mean, let's be honest. Like, let's be real. Let's be transparent. We're not going to pretend like I've never made a fucking mistake in my aesthetics career, because of course I could have done something better, or maybe should have been more cautious. Have I hurt anybody or damaged their skin for life? No, but there's definitely times where we make mistakes as professionals, and it makes us feel so insecure. It makes us feel so stupid, and our confidence is down. So how do we fix that? How do we make ourselves more confident? The first thing, you guys, is educate yourself in the areas that you feel weak. And that's something that took a very long time for me to get comfortable. And I hate making mistakes. Y'all know I'm a Virgo. I'm a perfectionist. I am type A. I am anal. Making mistakes literally ruins my entire month. Like, I'm not even being dramatic. I am so fucking hard on myself. Like, I'm like an Asian mother to myself. Like, you can't make a bad grade. Like, you can't mess anything up. Like, I am so hard on myself. I hold myself to such a high standard. So I try to limit my mistakes. And if that means, you know, reading through a document about, you know, refreshing my memory on a chemical peel before I do it, fuck yeah, I'm going to do it, because it's better to be a little, have a little humility, you guys. Like, don't be overconfident. If you're overconfident, you're going to hurt somebody. You always have to be cautious and you have to be okay with that. It's like, it's okay to have to check your book and read something. Like, it's okay. Don't be too prideful and have such a big ego that you don't check yourself and end up hurting somebody. So anyways, I remember when I first brought on the DMK enzyme, and oh my God, you guys, it was like the first skincare treatment that I've ever done that was that like intricate and so like just so much to learn. Like, there's so much to learn about the DMK enzyme. Like, there's so many different protocols, okay? And there's so many different directions that the mask is applied. Like, it literally brain fucks you. So I would be so embarrassed to be like, hey, yeah, come lay on my bed. Let me do this treatment. And I'm like, wait, how do I apply this mask again? So here's my tip. This is what you do. You turn on the water, you know, good. Water's on. And then you play the spa music a little bit louder and you hear the chirping of the birds. And then ever so slightly, you place either a towel over their eyes or like little goggles over their eyes so they can't see you. And then you flip through your fucking document book and make sure that you are prepared to do this treatment, so they can't hear you rustling through, you know, the binder or whatever. Keep the water on. Turn the music up. Blind their eyes. And you guys, there's no shame in doing that. Absolutely no shame in doing that. And it'll make you more confident. And if you have to have a refresher, like, some people don't have a photographic memory, and that's okay. Another way to stay confident, you guys, in the treatment room is when someone's belittling you, making you feel like they're in charge and you're not in charge of your own damn business or your own damn spa. Kindly never have them book with you again, of course. But also, remember, you are the professional. It's the way you carry yourself, the way you stand. If you aren't confident in your own work, no one will ever, ever respect you. And that's the truth. No matter if you fucked up, you always, always have to present yourself with confidence. Now, if you mess up and you hurt somebody, be honest, be ethical. I have been burned before by a rep. And let's just get into that. Okay. Let's just, you know, dabble a little bit in this. I'm not going to say the company because I'm not going to be problematic. That is my goal for the rest of my life, is to try my best to not be problematic. And it's going well so far. So, I'm getting snaps from Tyler out there. Hey. So I had a rep who used me as a model for a training, and I didn't sign any waivers, didn't sign anything, and she burnt me. And, you know, I lost a lot of respect for her because of how she handled it. Now, I understand, actually, I don't, because I think this is unethical, but I can see where she would have been coming from if I was a client, you know, lying to the client and being like, oh no, everything's going to be okay. It's going to heal fine. Like, you'll be great. Like, don't worry about it, mate. And she did that to me, but I'm a professional. So I was like, no, I was like, don't fucking try to like lie to me. Like, I know this isn't normal. Like, I'm in the goddamn industry, girl. Like, I didn't say any of that to her, obviously. But in my head, I'm like so pissed. I'm like, don't try to fucking smooze me and lie to me and tell me this is normal. Like, you know, I know. Like, come on, girl. Like, girl to girl, professional to professional. Like, you and I both fucking know that this shit shouldn't be oozing. Like, that shouldn't be happening. Long story short, it's a year and a half later and I still have a huge discoloration pigment mark on my butt. And, you know, the situation, the way they handled it was so poor, so poorly handled. Oh my God. It was just sweep it under the rug. And I just didn't want to fight with it. The industry is too small. I do like the products for my clients, but, you know, the way they handled it, 0 out of 10. So yeah. Now let's talk about confidence during client consultations, and more specifically, virtual consultations. So as you guys know, I do virtual options for my clients that don't live in Dallas, Texas, or someone that maybe isn't comfortable coming in clinic because of COVID and the pandemic. So it took me a very long time to be confident, you know, assessing somebody's skin over the iPhone. It's very, very tricky. So I want to talk to you guys about like a little tips. I can't talk today. I say that every day. A little tips and tricks on how to be more confident when talking to your client. So first and foremost, you have to remember that they seeked you out. You did not seek them out. It wasn't a cold call. They are coming to you for advice. So remember that you are the professional. You're not put on the spot. They are asking for this service. So you are going to do it to your best ability, first and foremost. Second, you want to make sure that client is aware of your options when it comes to how you can help them. If you're going to be recommending them a esthetician that's local to them, helping them find a good match, or if you're just going to be giving them at-home treatments that you're going to walk them through. So you want to really have a good, thorough, laid out plan, and that a little kind of script of like how you begin your program, how you talk to them, how it's going to work, and set expectations from the get-go. That's going to set you up for more success and lead you to be more confident when doing these virtual consultations, because you're not just being put on the spot. You already have these programs implemented and ready for action. Like, you have a system in place. Don't just get on a virtual call all willy-nilly, like, just, you know, yeah, you need a cleanser, you need this, you need that. You need to be ready to give them a program. And it is even harder to sell and, you know, make that connection when you're not in person. It's much, much harder to be, you know, getting clients to trust you enough to purchase these products through you, through a phone. So you have to work harder to really connect with them and to really make them understand your program, understand the results that you're going to be giving them, and, you know, make sure not only are they a good fit for you, but if you're a good fit for them. So how I suggest doing that: lay out a game plan for, you know, acne, hyperpigmentation, or aging. And you can make tiers like, hey, so if you, you know, want to start small with just a cleanser, a treatment serum, and a moisturizer that's good for acne, hyperpigmentation, or aging, that's $150 plus shipping. Or you can have your second tier if they want to get a toner as well, maybe an exfoliant or a mask, you can make that $300. And then you can go up to there to different levels. That is something that really does help set up how you're going to do your virtual consultation and gauge that client's budget. Like I said, it is hard to make connections through the phone, but it's not impossible if you have good implemented systems that are effective and work for you and your team. So let's talk about creating confidence inside the clinic with client consultations and with talking to your clients. Again, like I said before, stand your ground. Know that they are coming to you for advice. You didn't just like pull them off the streets and be like, sit here, fucking listen to me tell you about skincare and buy these products. Like, it's not like that. They are coming to you. They expect you to have your shit together, to be confident, to be ready to assist them with their skincare and with their concerns. So confidence, of course, is not easy. It's something that takes time. Make sure you know your products, guys. That's number one. If you don't know your products, go throw away your retail in the back bin, because you should not be selling it. You cannot look blank at the client when they're like, what's in this cleanser? And you're like, well, I don't know. Let me go check. Like, you're not going to sell your products. Okay. And you shouldn't have them. You need to know your products, you need to know why they work, and you need to be able to digest it as a professional and be able to regurgitate it to your clients in a very simple, easy way that's easy for them to understand and, you know, make them more willing to buy it. So one first important thing is to make sure you believe in your products. The more you believe in your products and you believe in your treatments, the more you believe in yourself. Surround yourself with good things and you will feel good in return. And that's the honest truth, you guys. It was very hard for me to be confident when I was selling for a dermatologist and plastic surgeon that had products and treatments that I didn't believe in or I didn't like. So putting yourself in an atmosphere that is an atmosphere with the things that you love and enjoy, you're going to feel more confident in your own environment and your own realm. So now let's talk about confidence in your pricing. So a lot of people don't charge what they're worth and they don't charge enough, or they're charging way too much. So let's talk about appropriate pricing for not only your demographic, but also where you live and your skill level. So of course, you know, when I was a new esthetician and I just opened my suite, I did not have any confidence. I was like, no one's going to want to come see me. Am I worth $100? Like, I had no value of myself. So I charged $50, and people might say it was stupid. I've talked about this before. I don't regret it. I was able to learn so much. I was able to touch so many faces and help so many people that had lower price points. So I learned a lot during that time. And, you know, now that I have more skills and I have, you know, a bunch of success stories under my belt with, you know, acne, hyperpigmentation, and just, you know, corrective skincare, I'm more sought out and I'm able to raise my prices. So of course, you know, we always want to keep in mind cost of service as well as expertise and all of our implements that go into it. You know, when you have a nice spa, things like that all come into your pricing. It's the app. It's not only, you guys, the cost of the service, it's you, the building you provide, and all of its amenities. You know, they could go to a little chop shop down the street in a little, you know, 50 square foot room with, you know, white walls, and, you know, it wouldn't be nice, right? And they could pay way less, but they're paying for the experience, not only the products and the treatment, but the experience. So you have to factor in how much money you spent to get this certification. How much time did it take? And how much time does it take you? Is it valuable to you and your time? Are you using your time wisely? So I used to do lashes. Fucking hate lashes. I'll never do that again. I would be a very special person. I'd do them for Adriel. That's probably about it. Maybe my mom, if she was being nice that day. But anyways, I was taking up an hour and a half of my time and making $100 versus I can do a chemical peel for $350 in 30 minutes and sell a home care pack for $75. So it's just, is it worth your time? And for me, it's not only the money, it was also the reaction of the clients. Like, yeah, they're happy about their pretty lash set, but they're even happier when you freaking clear their acne or you clear their hyperpigmentation. It was just more fulfilling for me. And on the flip side, it was better for my wallet and my business because I was able to make more money and help more people in a faster amount of time. I was able to do 3 clients instead of 1 and give them, you know, not to say lashes are frivolous, even though, you know, it's not like, I mean, unless I guess you had like, I don't know, no eyelashes and that made you super, super happy. But it's like, you know, getting your hair highlighted or getting Botox or getting lashes. It's not like getting your acne gone or hyperpigmentation. I don't know. To me, I feel like that's just like more like insecurity based, the acne and the hyperpigmentation. But anyways, you have to factor in your expertise, your skill level, and your demand. And you have to be confident in it. If you're not confident in your prices, no one's going to be confident in you. And I talk about this all the time. You have to make sure your space reflects your pricing. If you have a beautiful building, your prices should reflect that. If you're not putting much in your building and, you know, you're not making it a good experience or environment for your clients, you aren't going to be charging that much. So factor in all of those things and make sure you're confident in whatever you're doing, you guys. Y'all know I am the most insecure person in the world, but when it comes to my work, I am so perfectionist about, I'm such a perfectionist about it that I am confident in myself because I do it 112% every single day. And I think when you start to do that and you start to trust yourself, you will have more confidence. So I hope you guys loved this episode. We're going to be talking more about some esthetician tips and tricks and just, you know, how to manage mental health when it comes to being an esthetician. I mean, we're in such a vain industry. We're in such a catty industry. But we also are in an industry that can change so many people's lives. And that's what I'm in it for. So I will see you guys next Monday. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube as well. It is Savannah Boda. We have 2 new vlogs out every single week. And I'm super excited about it. We are just growing so fast. I hired on 2 new girls. I am so excited. So catch up with everything we do. We have fun stories on my Instagram every single day at the Dallas Esthetician. And I will see you guys next Monday.